It's interesting. The second question was very similar, but I'm going to read it because it has one point maybe in it that you may want to explain more. It's asking, can we actively live and work while we are staying with I Am, or we stay with it for a short time and live with the effects of it, which is peace and joy, and again, we have to make another contact of I Am?
Yeah. Again, I think that was answered. The more you are saturated by the truth, the more often you remember, until it becomes automatic. Another thing for us to remember now and then, as much as we can, is that we rush to do different things. We rush to accomplish. We get up from the morning and do so many things we have to do. But we never stop and say, who is doing all of that? For whom am I doing all of this? As soon as you recognize that, the I Am is kept pure again, because you have to feel yourself. And then that's a spark of a light that comes in you and makes you remember it for a while, and then it will be forgotten. But as we do it more and more, it becomes easier to first remember ourselves and then others. If you look into the human way of living, you see that if they think of themselves as in a selfish way, it's about their comfort, it's about their this, it's about their family, it's about their own food and all of that. But that's not thinking of yourself. What the truth is asking us is not the ego wanting that we have to observe how much it wants or doesn't want. It's the feeling of existence. It's a feeling of beingness that was with us from the very, very first breath after birth, and will be with us until the last breath, and then freely goes on afterwards. It's an unchangeable being that is not touched by any circumstances or any way of thinking.